Hi, I'm Michelle Fiskus from Adamstown, Maryland, and it's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on AM 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Beth Johnson's in the studio. She is with our great friends over there at the Great Brunswick Barbecue Throwdown, which is taking place, I guess, really, it's Saturday, right?
Correct, yeah.
But the teams will be there tomorrow getting ready and starting to do their competition because it's all kind of an all-night thing, right?
It will be a great big convoy coming into Brunswick tomorrow morning around 6 a.m. The trailers all start pulling in, and I tell them where to park, and they start setting up. And I have some coming in tonight, actually, because they like to drive in and stay and see Brunswick.
Yep. Oh, so there's the coffee mug you can get right there.
Yep. This is yours, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
I like that. So tell us how this got started.
My fiance had wanted to do barbecue, and we watch all the shows. You've seen them all with Myron Mixon and all the guys and all the competitions, and you're turning them in at the last minute. And I thought, you know, those seem like that could be done.
It looks fun.
We could do that.
Right.
So I started to look into it. I'm like, hey, there's a whole planner's guide on there. And it was a lot of, the first year was a heck of a learning experience. I had no earthly clue of what that was going to be like. So
what did you learn? Because I was there last year.
Yep.
It was bitterly cold, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You had a whole bunch of teams. What did you take away from that? Do you go, okay, this is what we got to do better. This is, you know, what we got to change. And, hey, we did this really good.
Yeah. The thing that I know I did well was we made everyone feel very welcome.
Okay.
They were very comfortable. They asked to come back. They started asking early on before they even left. You're going to do this again next year, and maybe all we're asking is you get the weather a little warmer.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's 60 degrees 3 days ago.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So what can I say?
And tomorrow into Saturday, we're going to have high wind warning. But I think the winds are supposed to subside by the time people will probably start to arrive.
Right when the vendors start setting up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're excited. And this year, I think I was hoping as a political year, it would have been more sponsors that were politicians, but that didn't actually happen. So we have a lot more community support this year. Like we have Ace Hardware, the J-Day and the Day Home team.
Those
love
guys J-Day.
Are going to be out there. And
he'll probably be wanting to walk around and eating food and probably, you know, I want to eat food.
I'll be sure he is fed. And, you know, that guy's at Ace Hardware, the American Legion for moving our we had 61 teams. Yeah, 61 teams, and they all have to sit at a certain numbers at a table, and it was way too small. So this year, the American Legion graciously let us bring it inside. So these guys are not going to have any concerns of the meat isn't warm enough or they can't see it because it's not a well-lit tent. They're inside in their bank, you know, their main room. So that's a huge benefit. So I had way more judges before on the day that the event was released on Kansas City Barbecue Society's page. We immediately had more judges than we could handle. Immediately.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good thing, so, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, they don't get paid. It's just they love... It's early in the season, so they haven't done anything since November, pretty much.
Get their taste buds in order.
Oh, yeah. And it's a nice season starter.
So let's talk about the particulars, because, I mean, obviously, for the people who are cooking, are you going to be open and people be able to walk around maybe Friday nights, you know, to watch these teams, or are they kind of off limits until until after it's over?
The guys tend to get pretty comfortable first because they've had their meat inspection, which is very interesting to see. That's done. And then they have a cook's meeting where they learn about what's expected of them, and they have their boxes assigned to them with a random number that will also be changed again so that it's double blind. So a lot of them were sitting around last year just very comfortable, hanging out with their kids. They participated at Smoketown Brewery. They sold out all of our restaurants. They were just really... just almost invaded, but in the greatest way. It was so nice to see. So that's why a lot of them wanted to come early this year. So Friday night, you can kind of walk around with them, but there's nothing you can taste because, you know, it's 14, 16 hours.
You know what? I mean, the meat's one thing, but I like to look at the smokers. I like to look at their setups. I like to look at and see if I can, because, I mean, ultimately, I'd love to be able to do that just one time. But I would like to just walk around and see some of these rigs that these guys got. Some of them are... I was talking to somebody last year, and I said, man, that's a really nice rig. He said, well, if you want one, he said, you better order it now. But they're about a year and a half out getting them. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
There's a Humphreys. There's a Jambo Pit, which it looks almost like a coffin or like a boat. And those are very expensive, and they custom make those and a lot of the other rigs. But some of these guys have, you know, real simple ones and real dramatic, huge, you know, that are sponsored by, you know, knife companies, charcoal companies, by just anything, anyone that will sponsor them and put their name behind them and help pay for their competition.
Okay, so if we want to go, is there a cost for somebody just to walk around and on the day of?
Nope, absolutely not. Just walk around, enjoy, see all the vendors, stop in at their museum, which is the beginning of their season, which is great for them. So they have not been open January, February, and March. So they're going to be ready to be open. And that's the whole reason for this, is to benefit them and to show people what Brunswick has.
And is this the benefit? I never asked you that. Was this to benefit anybody?
Yep, the museum, Brunswick Heritage Museum. So it was the Brunswick Railroad Museum, but they changed it a couple years ago to the Brunswick Heritage Museum.
Okay.
So you can learn a lot about Brunswick's history and where we started and the trains throughout the history.
Very good. Well, Beth, anything I'm leaving out?
No, sir. We are very excited to see everybody. Please come down. Bring your friends.
Going to be lots of fun. Thank you very much. It's the Great Brunswick Barbecue Throwdown. It's going to be on March 2nd and March 3rd. So they have a Friday celebration and then, of course, the big competition. So it's going to be lots of fun. If you like barbecue, that's the place to be.
See you
Thank
then.
You. Have a great day. It's the Morning News Express at WFMD.
I had just a sore foot, and they found a spot on my left leg.
Ron Lewis of Frederick, Maryland, on his visit to Frederick Foot and Ankle.
She said, man, we're going to get that looked at now. We don't take any chances. But she took a biopsy. 2 days later, I found out the results. This is melanoma cancer.
Ron was referred to an oncologist for immediate treatment.
None of the cancer metastasized. It did not go inside of the skin level, lower than the skin level. This was all thanks to Dr. Giannis, her team, and the entire place there. Frederick Foot and Ankle. They are absolutely on key.
More doctors.